final hour for myself, Andrew Salchunas, filling in for the Mike Missanelli show. Mike returns tomorrow. Taking you until 6 o'clock, Joe Torti will follow me, and then he'll lead you into Sixers basketball. Before we get back to the phones, and of course we have two open phone lines, so grab them, 610-632-0975. First off, shout out to Coach Camille, you know why. Coach Camille's listening, and he just told me that this is the greatest show he's ever heard in his life. I'm telling the truth, that is exactly what his text said. This is the best show he has ever heard. Thanks for listening, Coach Camille. We have a tweet. This is from Alfie from Abington. He goes, damn soft millennials, because of course I'm a 25-year-old, and even though I'm actually, I think I'm 60-year-old at heart, but because I'm 25, I'm a millennial. You're supposed to be mad if the Eagles lose Super Bowl or bust. First off, I'm sorry for your Lions, Alfie. It's a tough team that you have to root for in Detroit. How can I be mad? The Eagles won 5 of their last 6 games, and they got themselves into the playoffs. Yes, the Bears did them a favor beating the Vikings last week. But the Eagles could have sat down 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, and said, you know what? We just lost a heartbreaker to the Cowboys in Dallas in overtime. Rasul Douglas makes a good play, but it took a bad bounce into the arms of Amari Cooper. It's just not our year. It's just not our year. I mean, at that time, after that Cowboys loss, I took callers. I remember doing a topic where I basically said, can you forget about everything that has happened? Can you forget about the record? Can you forget about that loss to the Cowboys? Can you forget about 17-0 lead to the Panthers? Can you forget about 4th and 15? And can you just look at the next 6 weeks ahead of you? And can you see yourself just rooting for a playoff berth, and that is all? And I'm telling you, 60% of the calls were, nah, man, I'd rather them just lose out, get a better draft pick. It's been so bad this year, I can't forget about it. So just lose. Get a better draft pick. That's what so many people, I'm not kidding you, 60% of the people that called in. Now here we are, winners of 5 of their last 6, 3 in a row with Nick Foles, beating the Rams, beating the Texans, beating the Redskins. And then what happened was a miracle last Sunday. Now they get to face the Bears in Chicago in the playoffs. And I'm asking the question, our Twitter poll today, which of course is brought to you by Paul B. Moyer and Sons, from robotic lawnmowers to zero turns and conventional riding mowers. If it goes in your shed, Moyer has got it. Need parts or service, they've got you covered. If the Eagles lose to Chicago, are you going to be angry that they lost in the first round? The angry is the word that we are using. 55% of the Eagles fans agree with me over 1,000 votes that we are just happy that they made it at this point. 45% say, yes, I will be angry if they lose to Chicago. I know you hold the Eagles to high standards, especially coming off of a Super Bowl year, the first in franchise history. I get that. And I know that I'm on record that my preseason prediction was the Eagles going to the NFC Championship game and losing to the Rams. But your expectations changed throughout the year. And when they were 4-6, a lot of people expected them to not make the playoffs. And they shocked a lot of people and got into the playoffs. And now that they're facing the Bears, man, people are making out the Bears to be like the Browns from 2 years ago. Jared from Yardley, who called in earlier and just sort of said, the Bears stink. The Eagles are going to beat the Bears. The only true test is the Saints. If they beat the Saints, they're going to get to the Super Bowl. Mark it down. After that phone call, he followed up with a tweet saying, hey, this is Jared from Yardley here. There's no doubt that they're going to beat the Bears. Like, he's making it out to be like it's going to be this easy game. He's going to be in a rocking chair ride against the Bears. I don't feel that way. It's going to be a tough game. I haven't made a prediction yet. I believe right now I'm sort of leaning toward the Bears because they have home field advantage. It's not like last year where the Eagles got into the playoffs with Nick Foles, but they had home field advantage already. Now they're going into Chicago, who is 12-4. Chicago is 12-4, and at home this year, they've lost one game. They went 7-1 at home this year. Okay, I'm just trying to point these things out. So it shouldn't be that shocking if they lose to the Bears. I'm not going to be mad if they lose. I'm not. I'm going to be disappointed if the season's over. I can't be mad. 610-632-0975. A couple open phone lines. Grab them again. Final hour for me. 5 o'clock hour brought to you by Gata Door and Window. Gata's big winter sale has been extended through January. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GATA or visit them at goguida.com. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Tim and Glenside. Tim, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's up, Andrew?
What's up, Tim?
Not much, man. I want to say that, you know, I agree with you 100% as far as, like, not being angry if they lose. Extremely disappointed will I be. But you got to look at everything this team had to overcome to get to this point. Look at our secondary. Name one guy besides Malcolm Jenkins. Or maybe Rasul, we know. But besides that, man, our secondary was completely injured except for one guy.
Tim, so I don't know if you heard me say the stat earlier. This is from John Clark, of course, of NBC. They have had 35 different players play defense this year. Now, think about it. You don't even have 35 guys on a roster that play defense. It's a 53-man roster. They have had 25 different starters. Again, think of the fact that you have 11 guys start on defense. They've had 25, and they've had 10 different corners play for the Eagles this year.
Yeah, and they're in the playoffs. And guess what? They're one of the hottest teams right now. And when you get stupid callers to say things just because they can open their mouth and talk, like, oh, the Bears is no big deal. Really?
The Bears are a great football team. They're 12-4.
The Bears are a really good team. Now, listen, I think they can beat the Bears.
I do too.
That we're just hot right now. But you can't just over – look, they overlooked us last year, and guess what? We got jewelry now.
Yeah, so, everybody overlooked the Eagles. Everybody had the Eagles out because Nick Foles was playing quarterback.
In the playoff game, and when it comes to the playoffs in any sport, you can't overlook a team that's in the playoffs, no matter how they made it there.
Especially if they're the home team and the 3 seed, exactly. And they went 7-1 at home this year. Tim, I appreciate the call. That's what I'm saying. Like, if they lose, obviously I'm going to be disappointed. Obviously I'm going to be upset that the season is over and that the Eagles they won't be defending their Super Bowl title anymore. But I'm not going to be angry. They should not be in the playoffs anyway right now. They really shouldn't be. They did what was almost impossible. That was winning 3 straight games, 2 of which were playoff teams. They didn't beat their final 3 games was not the Jets and the Bills and the Redskins. No, it was the Rams in LA, the Texans at home, and then the Redskins. Those two games, Rams and Texans, a lot of people had them counted out, and they won both of them. And then they had the miracle happen on Sunday. It was a miracle, even though I told you it was going to happen, but it was a miracle. Nobody thought that they would be in the playoffs. And now that they are, you're going to tell me that you're going to be angry if they lose in the first round? I can't be angry. You want to call it a loser mentality? Go for it. I can't be angry if they lose unless it's an embarrassing loss. And if you disagree with me, I want to hear from you. 610-632-0975. Another thing before we get back to the phones, I asked a couple, I want to get from people, what is your sports lock for 2019? And it doesn't have to be just Philadelphia. I want it to be any sport. Again, we had somebody call in saying that Duke was going to win the national championship. That's not Philadelphia related. I think the Phillies miss out on the playoffs if they do not have Machado or Harper. A lot of people tweeting in that the Sixers will go deep in the playoffs. This is from Baron on Twitter. Sixers go deep in the playoffs. Eagles make it to the NFC Championship game. And the Phillies are even worse with no player hitting over 250. He also says Flyers set NHL record for consecutive losses in a season. So he hit all 4 teams there. Pretty bad for 2 of them. Not having a player hitting over 250, that's going to be a tough year. I read Matthew Christie's earlier. He said Chuck Fletcher will come to the realization that it's time to rebuild. Some of the veterans will get traded, and the Flyers will have a top 5 draft pick. So that's his take for the 2015. Eric Cohen says Ben Simmons does not make a 3-pointer in 2015. Paul Lukert says the Eagles will win the Super Bowl. That's his lock for 2019. I don't see it. Brendan Nolan says Tiger Woods wins a major in 2019. That's possible. It's possible. 610-632-0975. Let's go to John and Gladwin. John, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, how you doing today?
What's up, John?
All right, I got a couple comments. Excuse me, when the Bears and Saints matchups.
Go ahead.
The Bears, they put up 23 on Detroit, 14 on San Francisco, 24 on Green Bay, 20 against Minnesota. I could go on. 16, okay. A lot of them games, there was turnovers. It's not out of the question to me that they could not put, they may not put up 20 points in this game. And
oh, it's very possible. It may have to take a interception return for a touchdown. But right. Then again, I'm also going to make the, and again, John, let me make this clear. I'm not worried about the Bears offense, but they did score 41 points against Buffalo. Yes, Buffalo's a disaster, but that was, I think, the game that Mitch Trubisky threw for 6 touchdowns. So you see, he's had ability at times this year. They scored 34 points against Detroit. That's a pretty big game. 48 points against Tampa Bay. Yes, Tampa Bay has a terrible secondary. There have been games, though, where the Chicago offense has come to life. But I'm not worried about Trubisky.
Okay, but if Nick Foles is healthy and he gets time to throw the ball, he could possibly surgically complete passes, and we could end up scoring over 20 points against his team.
Well, that's going to be tough. That's the fear, is does he have time throwing the football? Minnesota right. Last week only scored 10. San Francisco only scored 9. Green Bay scored 17. The Rams only scored 6. So in the last 4 weeks, the Bears have not allowed a team score 20 points or more.
Right. But...
Why would that just change in the playoffs when it's in Chicago? And again, they're 7-1 at home this year.
Well, I think we have some weapons and a quarterback that could do this. Now, the other thing is New Orleans. Okay, if they're probably the worst defensive team that we've played in the last month. They're not as good as Houston. They're not as good as the Bears. Probably Washington is better. Washington's not that bad a defensive team.
That's fair to say. And they were missing DJ Swearinger.
Right. So I could see the Eagles going down there. If you don't have turnovers and Foles is okay, I could see them putting points up against New Orleans where this could end up being a close game.
All right, John, and I appreciate the phone call. That's a positive way of looking at it. I don't want to just overlook the Bears game. That's what a lot of people are doing. And you know what? That's part of my fear when it comes down to making my final prediction, which of course I'm not doing today. I'll do it later on this week. Why are we overlooking the Bears? I mean, people are doing this whole thing like we're breaking down the Saints-Eagles matchup already. They have to beat the Bears first. They have to go into Chicago and win first. I know we're getting all excited because they're coming in hot into the playoffs. And it's behind Nick Foles, who got them to the Super Bowl last year. But we have to beat the Bears first. And again, they're 7-1 at home this year. And the one loss was against the Patriots. And it was a 38-31 game. So they were close against the Patriots. And Mitch Trubisky threw for 333 yards that day. The Patriots are just the Patriots. So they're 7-1 at home, and that one loss was against Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. And people are just acting like it's going to be this easy game. It's not. It's going to be a tough one. John from Gladwin said he doesn't see the Bears scoring 20 points, but he sees the Eagles scoring 20. I don't. I see a 17-13 win. Who wins? I'm not making a prediction just yet, but 17-13 is around the score. It's not going to be a shootout between Nick Foles and Mitch Trubisky. It's not. Emmanuel in Virginia. Emmanuel, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, thanks for picking up my call.
Yeah, thanks for calling, man.
I don't see us scoring 20 points, but I do see us beating them 17-10. And I just want to point out a few matchups. And it's going to be strength versus strength, weakness versus weakness, which is Bears' defense and our offense. Our defense versus their offense. So I think the key matchup is going to be Alshon Jeffrey versus whoever's. He stepped up big in every big game that he's here to step up.
Yeah, Alshon was huge last week. That touchdown against Josh Norman, that was a wide receiver one touchdown. Even though there's people in the city for some reason, dopes, that think he's not a number one receiver, he is.
I think he is. And every big game that he's needed stepped up, the Super Bowl, NFC Championship game, he's stepped up. He's had great games in all those games. And the other matchup is Khalil Mack versus Lane Johnson. That's going to be a key matchup. And I think Lane Johnson held his own versus J.J. Watt 2 weeks ago. So I think
he played fantastic against Watt.
So I think it could go either way. I think if he wins that matchup, Nick Foles might have a little bit more time. We might score 20, but I don't see us scoring 20 points. But I don't see the Bears scoring more.
It's
going to
be tough, Emmanuel, because it's, even though Khalil Mack's the big name, it's not like it's just Khalil Mack. Like, they're secondary. The Bears have an overall good defense.
Yeah, and then if I think they said Jackson might not play. So if he doesn't play, that's going to help our offense a little bit. But if he plays, I just think Jeffrey's going to have a big game. I think that's going to be the difference in the game.
All right, let me ask you this question, because it seems like you have the Eagles beating the Bears. If they lose to the Bears on Sunday, are you going to be angry if they get eliminated in the first round?
I'm not, because after that Cowboys game, we went to the game, and I was mad. I thought the season was over, and we all thought the season was over. I was angry after that game.
Okay, so you're angry after that game. We had a caller earlier, Emmanuel, I appreciate the phone call. We had a caller earlier that said that exact same thing, that he can't be angry if they lose to the Bears because he let all of his anger out after that Cowboys game, and he just doesn't have any anger left. But what I'm confused is Emmanuel and that caller that I was just talking about and other callers throughout the day have been so certain that the Eagles are going to beat the Bears. And if you have them as an absolute lock to beat the Bears, how can you then respond to my question saying, well, then if they lose, are you going to be angry, and say, no, I'm not going to be angry? How can you say that? Because people are making out the Eagles to be 15-point favorites. And if that's the case and they lose, I'd be surprised if you're not angry. I won't be, because I think it's going to be a tough game, and I give them all the credit in the world for being in the playoffs to begin with. And again, I'll update the Twitter poll one more time on the other side, but I won't be angry if they lose. I will be disappointed. I'll be sad. Season's over. I'll have to start thinking about the Sixers. I'll get all angry when the Phillies don't sign Machado or Harper. And I will look back on the Eagles season and say, damn, you know what? If they beat the Panthers and the Vikings and the Titans, and if they finish the season 12-4 instead of 9-7, maybe they have a bye. Or maybe they have home field in the first round of the playoffs. You name it, it's a different story. But they're 9-7 for a reason. So I can't just look back. I can't make all these excuses. I can't say they should have done this, that, and the third. Yeah, Corey Graham should have been paying attention on 4th and 15. He shouldn't have been looking into the crowd at probably, you know, a hot girl that was in the crowd. He shouldn't have been doing that. He should have made a stop on 4th and 15. And I'm still having nightmares about it. But it happened. They're 9-7 for a reason. So yeah, I'll look back. I'll probably get angry about that stuff. But if they lose Sunday, I'm not going to be angry at the Eagles team. I'm not going to pack away my Eagles jerseys for the summer in anger. No, I'm going to say, you know what? I appreciate that they got to the playoffs. I appreciate that they won 5 of the last 6. 610-632-0975. Also, I haven't heard many people talk about this. I tried getting people to talk about it. The notion that Eagles fans want Dallas to get to the NFC Championship game if the Eagles get to the NFC Championship game, because they want to see Dallas lose to the Eagles in the NFC Championship game, just like 1980 when the Eagles and Wilbert Montgomery beat the Cowboys and then got to the Super Bowl. I get the storyline of it, but I would have so much more bliss, so much more enjoyment in seeing the Cowboys lose this Saturday, because remember, the Cowboys are playing Saturday. The Eagles are playing Sunday. So Saturday, your attention is going to be just on that game. You're not going to have the anxiety of the Eagles playing the next game. Like, Sunday's the next day. So you're only going to be watching that Cowboys game. You're telling me you're going to be thinking in the back of your mind, man, I kind of hope they win because I want the Eagles to face them in the NFC Championship game. Hell no! You're not going to be doing that. You're going to be rooting your ass off for the Seahawks to beat the Cowboys. That's what I'll be doing. And then you're going to make every joke in the world about the Cowboys fans who were climbing from under their rocks and calling into sports radio when they won the division and when the Eagles didn't win the division and when Carson Wentz went down. You heard all those cockroaches call in. You heard all of them. They all got loud all of a sudden. All of a sudden, you saw more blue Cowboys jerseys walking around Philadelphia for some reason. You don't want them getting to the NFC Championship game because they're just going to talk more smack. Don't let it happen. 610-632-0975. Two more segments for me. I'm Andrew Salchunas, filling in for Mike Missanelli until 6 o'clock right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Happy holidays. Andrew Salchun is back here on 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm taking you until 6 o'clock. Joe Torti follows me from 6 to about 10:20, and then you will get Sixers Clippers 10:30 here on 97.5 The Fanatic. I have to make a correction. I read it earlier. Misunderstood. Joel Embiid did participate in shoot-around today. He's still listed as questionable. I haven't seen anything change. Again, the Sixers need Joel Embiid to play every game of the season because you saw what happened against Portland. That was such a terrible game. Without Joel Embiid on the court, they are just brutal. They are just a bad team. Really are. Because Joel Embiid, so much of the offense is focused on Joel Embiid. Obviously, the defense, the guy does so many things for you. When he's not on the court, they're a tough team to watch. 610-632-0975. Again, the Twitter poll at 975 The Fanatic. Would you be angry if they lost to the Bears in the first round? 45% say yes. 55% agree with me that, you know, what they did to get to the playoffs at this point is enough. But 45% would be angry. I don't know if that 45% is not grateful for what has happened in the last month and a half, or because there are a lot of people that are just already looking at the Saints game. I've had like 5 callers in the last hour say, hey, can we talk about Eagles-Saints matchup? It's like, whoa, slow down. They got to go into Chicago first and beat the Bears, who are 7-1 at home this year. And some guy responded, well, just because Vegas has the Bears as a favorite. No, I just use that as, hey, people think the Bears are going to win. I don't really completely believe in the line of Vegas because the Vikings were favored last week, and I told you all week that the Bears were going to beat the Vikings. So I don't just look at Vegas just to make my predictions. But when people just look past this Bears team, yeah, it's not the 85 Bears. It's not. But this Bears defense is pretty spectacular. And the offense is doing enough to win games. So when there's people just saying, hey, let's talk Eagles-Saints, oh man, we're 2 weeks away from that, week and a half away from that, if the Eagles win on Sunday. 610-632-0975. Also, what are your locks of 2019? Not just Philadelphia. It could be Philadelphia. It could be any other sport outside of Philadelphia. So what are your locks of 2019? Let's go back to the phones and talk to Joey in South Philly. Joey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's up, Andrew?
Hello, Joey.
So, yeah, first 2019 lock. Lamar Jackson will have a rushing touchdown in the postseason. That's a lock.
Okay. Do you think the Ravens are going to win that game? I don't.
No, I don't think they're going to win, but I think Lamar Jackson will get in the end zone. We'll see the end zone, maybe, well, I say twice, actually, 2 times.
All right, sounds like you got some money on that.
Maybe I do. I should see if there's actually like prop bets about that.
I'm sure there is. All right, so what do you got on the Birds, man?
Okay, Birds. So, I think it's going to be a tough game. I think we win 15-12.
Okay, so you have a close game. I'm hearing too many people say, oh, it's going to be like 27, like 14, like... Have you not watched a Bears game? Not even just watching a Bears game. I don't like it when people judge things just off of scores or box scores. But if you look at the Bears box scores, you're going to be like, damn, this is a pretty good team.
I agree. And guess what? What my eye test tells me is, let's talk about mental toughness for a second. Nick Foles throws an interception and then bounces back and goes 25 for 25
yeah.
and two touchdowns and sets an Eagles franchise record and ties an NFL record.
And that was a bad interception. That was when people make the argument against Nick Foles, like that was one of those throws. It wasn't a deflected pass. That was a bad pass, and he came back 25 straight completions, ties Phillip Rivers' record, and they went 24-0.
And that's mental toughness. And I'm telling you, I'm riding forward with Nick Foles. We need to trade Carson after this year.
Oh, come on.
This is Nick Foles' team, baby.
Okay. I don't agree with you there. But let me ask you the Twitter poll that I'm running. Are you going to be angry if the Eagles lose? Because you seem certain that they're going to beat the Bears. Would you be angry if they lost?
I would be angry if they lost. Okay. And this is why. Because if we lose in Chicago, Jeffrey Lurie is sending Nick Foles out of town. And that's why I'd be angry.
Say that one more time.
If we lose Sunday, Jeffrey Lurie is getting rid of Nick Foles next season, and that's why I'll be angry.
All right, appreciate the phone call, Joey. Is that the second time we heard from Joey today? Unless somebody else had that exact same point, sounded pretty similar there, Joey. Look into your phone, Joey. What phone numbers have you been calling last hour or so? 610-632-0975. Joe Elm's reasoning as to why the Eagles will beat the Bears is because they can't lose to a quarterback named Mitch. I'm telling you, we're finding ways to just say that this game's over. And that is one of my worries. Why are we all of a sudden as Eagles fans, we haven't been able to overlook a game all year. Again, they were 4-6 at one point. And everybody had them beating the Giants. Everybody had them beating the Redskins. So that puts them at 6-6. And then all of a sudden, because they beat two bad football teams, people were saying, oh, well, they're going to beat the Cowboys. And they didn't. They lost in overtime, fell to 6-7. When they lost to the Cowboys in overtime, that should have told you that moment on, we cannot look past any team. Even after beating the Rams, even after beating the Texans, and even after beating the Redskins last week, maybe the Redskins was the only team, and because I said it, was the only team where you say, this is an absolute lock, the Eagles win the game. But now you're going into the playoffs, and you're traveling into Chicago. And where is this super confidence coming from? Is it just you're taking the Eagles for a ride at this point? You believe it's Nick Foles? It's just because Nick Foles is playing, it's going to be an easy win against the Bears? I don't feel that way. But the question that I'm trying to ask people today is, Joe Torty walks into the building, he'll take you till 10 o'clock today on the Fanatic. Will you be angry if the Eagles lose in the first round of the Bears? And I won't be. And if you want to call in and call me a millennial, you know what? You want to call me a softy? Call me a snowflake? That's the term that a lot of people use nowadays. You want to say it's a loser mentality? Feel free to tell me so. And I'm going to follow up with saying, dude, are you not appreciative of what has happened in the last month and a half where they won 5 out of their last 6 games, 3 straight with Nick Foles? 610-632-0975. And also the Dallas conversation. And I was talking to Josh Rabick. He's producing the show today during the break. Josh said, well, what if you were told it was an absolute lock that the Eagles would win in the NFC Championship game over the Cowboys? See, now that's too easy of a question. Yeah, I would rather stomp on the hearts of the Cowboys and end their season in Dallas, because it would be in Dallas because the Cowboys have the higher seed. But that's not a guarantee. All right, the Eagles lost to the Cowboys twice this year. I would like the Eagles' chances when they're red hot facing the Cowboys in the playoffs. I would like the Eagles' chances. But when people tell me they want the Cowboys to get all the way to the NFC Championship game just so that the Eagles have a shot at playing them and beating them down in Dallas, yeah, it would be great. Great revenge. And we had a guy called in earlier. He lives in Austin. He's currently up at Villanova for the holiday, but he lives down in Austin, Texas. He was at the Eagles game when Dallas won in overtime, when Rasul Douglas's tip went into Amari Cooper's hands and Amari Cooper walked in the end zone, scored the game-winning touchdown. And that's when a lot of people ended the season for the Eagles. When that moment happened, he had to walk out of that building hearing it from the Cowboys fans. So he would love to go back into Dallas and win. Okay, cool. I would rather the Cowboys and their fans just get stomped on this week. I want them to be out of the playoffs before the Eagles play, because the Cowboys play on Saturday. How great would that be? That before the Eagles even played their playoff game, the Cowboys' season was already over. That would be a moment of bliss for me. 610-632-0975. Brandon H underscore 81 tweeted in, the confidence is coming from being an underdog like last year against the Vikings, who had a stellar defense and weren't supposed to score more than 10 points. And the Eagles weren't supposed to score more than 10 points against them. I hear you on that, but it's different situations. The Eagles were at home against the Vikings last year. The Eagles are going into Chicago. And you can make a case that that Vikings defense last year is better than the Bears defense this year. I don't know that to be true. They were very good last year, and the Eagles scored 38 points. I hear you. But you're going into Chicago this year. Chicago's not coming into your house. And you have seen what home field advantage has done for the Eagles going to the playoffs last year and recently this year, especially beating the Texans. Home field advantage helped there. But you're going into Chicago. And again, Chicago is 7-1 at home this year, their one loss being to the New England Patriots. 610-632-0975. Before we hit the break, just got to let you know about the Super Hole Weekend on Friday, February 1st. Join the Farzetta and Trey Morning Show as they host Philly's inaugural Super Hole Weekend and tailgate party at the Met Philadelphia. The Fanatic is teaming up with the Philadelphia Cornhole League to throw the biggest cornhole tournament and tailgate party Philly has ever seen. If you want to play, go to 975thefanatic.com to register your team for a chance to play on the Met's huge stage. If you want to just party, you know, have a few beers, go to 975thefanatic.com right now and download your free tickets. It's Farzetta and Trey's Super Hole Weekend, and it happens Friday, February 1st at the Met Philadelphia. Brought to you by Harris Philadelphia, full contact sports betting is coming to Harris Philadelphia. The area's best sports wagering experience will be at the book, opening in January. Bet, party, win, repeat. One more segment for myself, Andrew Salchunas. Call in 610-632-0975. We're talking Eagles-Bears. Sure. A lot of people want to game plan Eagles Saints. We're not there yet. Beat the Bears first. You have to go into Chicago first and beat the Bears and move on to round two before you can talk about round two. All right? And if the Eagles do lose to the Bears, the funny thing is the people that are telling me, let's talk Eagles Saints, those are the same ones that are telling me that they won't be angry if the Eagles lose to the Bears, which makes no sense, because if you're already, if it's such a lock for you that the Eagles are going to beat the Bears, I would be very surprised that you would not be angry if they do lose to Chicago. I'm not going to be angry because, not just because I'm worried about this game, but because I am very amazed by what has happened in the last month and a half. I really am amazed by what has happened in the last month and a half. And to me, that is enough for me to not be angry if they lose to the Bears. A lot of other people, however, they're telling me it's a lock. I don't see it. 610-632-0975. I'm Andrew Salchunas. Taking you till 6 o'clock right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I guarantee you Joe Torti starts right at 6 o'clock today. He's coming up next. I'm Andrew Salchunas, filling in for the Mike Missanelli Show. It's been a blast. Had a lot of people call in today, a lot of people tweet. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I hope everyone's enjoying their New Year's Day. A couple tweets to get into. This is from Gary Holland at the Boston Gary. If the game is close, Trey Burton will accidentally drop the football, because when he was asked to run a version of the Philly special, he wanted someone else to throw the ball because he said he wouldn't feel right doing it. That is actually true. A couple of weeks ago, they ran the Philly special. I forget who they were facing. And Trey Burton, when they first designed the play, was the one that was supposed to be the one throwing the football, just as if it was in the Super Bowl. And when they first ran that in practice, it was like a Tuesday, he could not sleep at night. Like, he actually spoke to reporters saying all this. Wednesday morning, he went up to Coach Matt Nagy and said, listen, man, I can't do the play. You have to have somebody else throw it. And it was more so not just out of respect for the Eagles. He said, like, he lost sleep because of the anxiety that he does not think he could make it as perfect of a throw as he did to Nick Foles in the Super Bowl. But I don't think Trey Burton's going to accidentally drop a pass in the Eagles' honor. I don't think that's the case. Jamail White tweets in, any Eagles fan that's overlooking the Bears is dumb. And if the Eagles lose against Chicago, I wouldn't be mad because I didn't think they would be in the playoffs to begin with, especially after the first Dallas loss at home. So not even the second loss to Dallas. So Jamail and I agree on both accounts there. I'm not calling anyone dumb, but don't overlook the Bears. All right? Don't. You can say the Eagles are going to win. Fair enough. But when I hear people saying, let's talk Eagles Saints, that's still a while from now. We can't do that just yet. 610-632-0975. Back to the phones. Talk to Sydney in Delaware. Sydney, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing today? Happy New Year's.
You too.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you, man. You make a great point. You can't overlook them. But I guess it's just the confidence that, you know, the fan base got with Nick Foles that we feel like we're going to get right back. It's the new norm again, all of a sudden. So I'm not too sure what it is, but I just think a lot of people had, like, the confidence that we're going to go out there and get the job done.
Yeah, but it's like, I don't know. Like, I get it. It's like you had the swagger back. The Eagles had the swagger back winning those last three games. But it's not even like, I don't even want to call it just confidence. Confidence is, hey, I think the Eagles are going to beat the Bears. Being over the top is saying on January 1st, before the Eagles even play the Bears, let's talk Eagles-Saints. That's a little too much. And that wasn't one caller. That's been about 10 callers. That's been about 10 people on Twitter. Slow down first. Beat the Bears first.
Right. It makes a lot of sense, man. And, you know, we just got to come down to the preparation and everything, and hopefully Nick Foles is healthy enough to get the job done. But another thing I wanted to make a point on is Nick Foles. A lot of people disagree. A lot of people have different views on it. But honestly, the numbers prove that you can definitely arguably say that he's one of the best quarterbacks in Eagles history. No matter how you look at it, the numbers are there. Just for sort of
Alone. So depending on what the numbers you're looking at. Like, if you're talking about number of touchdowns, he's not. But that's because he hasn't played as many games. But if you're talking about completion percentage or quarterback rating, I believe he has the best quarterback rating in Eagles franchise history.
Definitely. And just for the big game, just being the big game, stepping up in a big game, we had tons of quarterbacks that never did what Nick Foles did in a big game situation.
Yeah, but Donovan McNabb, and I appreciate the phone call, Sydney. I still have Donovan as the greatest quarterback in Eagles franchise history. I do. Nick Foles won the Super Bowl, yes. And if you want to say Nick Foles has a better clutch gene than Donovan McNabb, sure, so be it. But he also got the Eagles to the NFC Championship game 4 years in a row and, what, five or six times total? Like, Donovan McNabb had an incredible career, but because he didn't win the big game, he gets a bad rep, and, you know, he threw up in the huddle, and the banjo, and all the other stupid things. Yeah, Donovan McNabb, it's easy to hate him. It is. But overall, I still have him as the best quarterback in Eagles franchise history. But if you want to make the argument, who would you rather have in one game? You can make a strong case for Nick Foles. You can. 610-632-0975. Lawrence Goldberg tweets in, I feel like you are speaking like a man afraid to get his heart broken for the Eagles. They're playing with house money. We are the 2011 Cardinals coming in hot. We will beat the Bears, and we will make them regret letting us in. The Cardinals reference, not the Arizona Cardinals. He's talking about baseball. Because the Phillies beat the Braves in 2011. And because the Phillies beat the Braves, the Cardinals got the wild card. And then the Cardinals beat the Phillies. That was the year the Phillies won 102 games. But I'm not afraid to have my heart broken, Lawrence. Because all last week, I told you that the Eagles were going to be in the playoffs. For 7 days, I told you that the Eagles were going to beat the Redskins, which was not really smart at all. Because that was just, everybody thought the Eagles were going to beat the Redskins. But I told people for 7 days that the Bears did not want to face the Vikings three times, and they would rather face the Eagles once, then the Vikings for a third time. And that's why Matt Nagy was going to keep his starters in. And that's why the Bears were going to beat the Vikings in Minnesota. I told you that all week. If I was afraid to have my heart broken, I would have just said, nah, I don't think the Eagles make the playoffs. And then I would hope to be wrong. In this case, again, I haven't picked the Bears to win yet. But I don't want to overlook this game against Chicago. It's going to be tough. The Bears are a good football team. We can make fun of Mitch Trubisky all you want. I've said it all day. I'm not worried about Mitch Trubisky. I'm not afraid of Jordan Howard and Tariq Cohen. Well, they're good running backs, but I'm not afraid of Mitch Trubisky. Mitch Trubisky is not going to beat the Eagles. If the Eagles lose, it's because the Bears' defense was incredible. They probably pick off Nick Foles one or two times. The Eagles only score 13 points. Mitch Trubisky has one good drive, or the Bears' defense makes an interception, sets up Trubisky to score a touchdown where he only has to drive about 30 yards. Like, that is, if the Eagles lose, that is what I'm talking about. It's that kind of a 17-13 game. It's not because I'm afraid of Mitch Trubisky. That's why. It's because of the Bears' defense. 610-632-0975. Again, Joe Torti coming up at the top of the hour, 6 o'clock. Sixers Clippers today at 10:30. You'll be able to hear that right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. It was a lot of fun today. It really was. There was a lot of great callers today. There was a lot of great tweeters today. Josh Raybeck, great job. Josh, now hop on the mic real quick, because I made you stay silent for 3 hours and 50 minutes, and I apologize about that. Am I wrong to say people are ridiculous for already talking Eagle Saints? I'm not wrong to say you're ridiculous. You can't overlook the Bears.
I think the Bears are going to win. I'm just going to call it flat out.
You heard that. Josh Raybeck right away making his statement on the Philadelphia airwaves that he thinks the Bears are going to win.
Yeah, well, remember last year with the Jaguars, how much everybody dogged Blake Bortles and what happened against the Steelers. He made some plays. And Mitch Trubisky is going to be at home. Who says he can't make a few plays, pick up a few first downs with his legs? It's not like he's Tim Tebow. He can make a few throws as well.
Wow, how about that? Josh Raybeck coming in with the hammer, telling everybody that the Eagles are going to lose in the first round. Now, let me follow up with this. Are you going to be mad? Are you going to be angry if the Eagles lose?
No, I can be disappointed or frustrated, because I think the way the Bears can win, like I said, Trubisky picking up first downs with his legs and some turnovers, that's a frustrating way to lose.
Okay, so basically you're the same, you feel the same way I do, because I have a feeling that if I don't have a good feeling about the game, I don't. But it's Tuesday. It's New Year's Day. I'm very hungover, so maybe that's why I have a bad feeling about the game. You know, I'm not my cheerful self. But if the Eagles do lose to the Bears, I'm not going to be angry. I'm not. They won 5 out of the last 6 games. They went 3-0 with Nick Foles to close out the year. They went 4-1 with Nick Foles all season long. Nick Foles got them here. The Eagles defense got him here. I read the stat a couple times. I'll read it one more time before I get out of here. Give Jim Schwartz credit. The Eagles defense has had 35 different players play a snap. 25 different starters on defense when you only start 11 guys. They also had 10 different corners this year. The Eagles defense has been banged up all year. And the last month and a half, the last 6 weeks, they've played very well. Yeah, they almost gave up 500 yards to Dak Prescott, but that's the one loss they had in the last 6 weeks. They did it with all this adversity to get into the playoffs, and they had a miracle happen last week, even though I told you it was going to happen, that the Bears beat the Vikings, Eagles beat the Redskins during the playoffs. Honestly, call it a loser mentality all you want. That was enough for me. It was. I'll be disappointed if they lose and the season's over. But I'm not breaking any TVs. I'm not breaking any remotes. I'm not punching any walls, breaking any fingers. It's not happening. 610-632-0975. That is the phone number to join Joe Torti, who is coming up next. Again, Sixers basketball tonight at 10:30. They take on the Clippers. No word yet on Joel Embiid. He is still listed as questionable. Did participate in shoot-around. So if he does play, I like their chances. If Joel Embiid does not play, could be another 30-point loss. I hate that. Josh Raybeck, good job today producing the show. Everybody, thank you for calling in, tweeting. for Andrew Salchunas. I'm back tomorrow during the midday show. I'm also going to be during the Mike Missinelli show again from 2 to 6. So I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Joe Torti is next right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.